This is Wade Brafke. The chief organizer's report on making an organizing plan for Domestic Workers Association in Morocco. One of my more exciting and interesting tasks during my week of working in France with Acorn's affiliate, Alliance Citoyenne, and our partner, REACT, was spending hours of speculation on how we make an organizing plan to build an association of domestic workers, including heavily exploited migrants, in Morocco. This work never gets old. At one point, one of the organizing directors turned to me and said, "I bet you've never organized where there was a king." She was making an excellent point. The Queen of England and her posse are largely expensive figurines, but having a ruler who could still reach out and grab the wheel was worth me doing some research about the different twists and turns that organizing in such a political environment might entail. I had been all in from the get-go, of course, because I have a soft spot in my heart for organizing domestic workers dating back to the Household Workers Organizing Committee in New Orleans in 1978, and decades of work on home health care workers and home care daycare workers. We don't have a good grip on the overall size of the workforce in Morocco yet, but most of the numbers are several hundred thousand and could likely rise to a half million. Most of the workers are Moroccan, of course, and employed by everyone from the middle class on up the economic ladder. But a not insignificant number are migrants as well from the Congo and other African countries, as well as more recently the Philippines. Many of the migrants are undocumented and therefore in a more precarious situation with their employers. All domestic workers in Morocco seem unprotected by any special legislation about their rights or entitlements. The early research obviously involves scouring the labor code to see whether there are available or arguable handles on rights or any specific exclusions for domestic workers, in the same way that domestics have initially been excluded from any coverage under the Fair Labor Standards Act in the USA until the late 1970s. The early scan indicated that migrant workers are expressly barred from everything, including membership or protection by unions, despite the newer constitutional amendments in the wake of the Arab Spring, which tightened up the right of all workers to speak and organize. We also are trying to get a better sense of the size of the constituency so we have a handle on our task and a sense of what scale will be needed in the organizing campaign. While brainstorming about the hiring network for employers, we found anecdotal evidence that the labor market, especially for migrants, might be controlled by labor agents or brokers that connected to scores of women looking for domestic work and sometimes to countries that supply the migrant labor. Where we've been talking about ways to find domestic workers, workers, and the frustrations that come with the lack of access to residential domestic workers, we suddenly realized that our outreach and contact plan would be seriously flawed if the labor market was controlled by a network of agents and suppliers who might see us as upsetting their business model. We will have to start at bus stops and marketplaces near more upper-income communities where people work, as well as churches, mosques, and associations that might be able to offer contacts, but clearly we will have to get a better sense of the way the labor market is organized before we begin concentrated recruitment. We already know a lot of the issues, but the work plan is a long way from complete. Did I mention how exciting it is to be on the ground floor of such an organizing campaign? This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.